Well, our operation this weekend will involve a number of mandatory intoxication testing checkpoints, which will be mounted around Clare. And you will, come across those checkpoints if you're out late at night. But the dangers associated, really, that we find over a bank holiday weekend, if we go back over the statistics, we'd have a number of people who maybe took a chance of walking home while intoxicated and, come in conflict with a vehicle and unfortunately a fatality or serious injury arises. So, if you're out and you have to have a plan of how you're going to get home. And again, when it comes to the overall message of keeping people safe and talking about road safety, if friends are there, make sure everybody gets home. If you go out as a group, you should try and everybody get home and make, take collective responsibility for your group and for yourself and your friends and make sure everybody gets home safely.
Commissioner Drew Harris has made it now mandatory for every Garda to do 30 minutes of road policing in a given shift. Do you welcome that decision and do you feel that that'll have a positive impact?
Well, the Commissioner has directed, and I think, look, it's always welcome when the focus is on road safety and we're keeping that high on the public's mindset. The introduction of the half an hour period, which is a very fluid thing. It's not necessarily a fixed period where we're trying to get our own members just to, again, just for our own time. We're quite busy people with a lot of stuff going on. And that's no excuse that we still have to do our jobs. And I suppose this re-emphasis on the road safety across all members of all units seems to be working very well. We are gathering numbers there and, it is having an effect. And it's not just a prosecution element as well. We're doing advice as well, and there's more softer engagements as well with members of the public and schools and school children and anybody else we can find that we can just give that little bit of advice, and it might just make the difference as we go forward. So, I welcome anything that makes people safer, and ultimately, from a Garda Síochána's point of view, if this weekend goes without incident and we've no collisions, no fatalities, and everybody stays within the speed limits, and we never had to give out a ticket, we'd be very happy. It's not it's something that, unfortunately, though the statistics would say differently. If we look over the last 5 years, there have been 80 serious injuries, 7 fatalities over the May bank holiday period.